Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Well, it is fantastic Thursdays right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, I hope you are excited. This one is going to be a great one. I am so looking forward to all that this day has to hold, and I hope that you are excited as well. I hope that you're out doing something great, that you started some major project that you're working on that is keeping you satisfied in your life. There's nothing better than living a life that is satisfying and fulfilling. You know, you can determine your destiny. Okay, this is your life. It is up to you to determine where you want to go in life. And for the month, this is the last day of June. The last day of June. Wow, I tell you, another month gone. Half the year gone. What have you done? What have you left undone? Have you set goals that you have not yet achieved? Well, now is the time to look over those goals and look at, and let's talk about how you can achieve them. Okay? I'm going to talk about how you can achieve those goals. I know we were talking the other day. We were giving you the 8 strategies for becoming who you really are from the book, Release Your Power. We were talking about 8 steps to a comeback. How many of you still want to come back? You're still under, you understand that though you have a lot, though you have achieved a lot, that there's yet more to achieve. There's yet more to do. How many of you actually know that and believe that? You know, they say that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. That your dream life, your dream job, it may appear to be millions of miles away. It may seem like that, but you know what? Things aren't always as they seem. They're not always as they appear. You know, there are so many resources that can help you. Empowerment. Self-empowerment. How to empower yourself. How to improve your bottom line. How to. Now, there's a lot of how-tos, and we're going to talk about some of those today, because we're going to talk today about how to implement, you know, those 8 steps to a comeback. Oh, I feel a comeback coming on. I feel a comeback coming on. I feel that somebody is on their way back from a deep, dark cave, from a situation of bondage. You've been in bondage in your mind. Some people, your hearts are in bondage. Your heart, your mind, your soul is in bondage. Your spirit is even doomed. But you're coming back, and you got to know that you're coming back bigger or better. But you don't just come back. You got to come back. There's something you got to do. You got to be able to say to yourself, if it is to be, it is up to me. You got to get ready. It's a process. It's a process. And you got to be ready to make some changes. You got to be ready to write some things down. You got to get ready to build some solid relationships. And you got to be ready to maintain the success once you get it. Because that's the problem. So many people have achieved great things, but yet they didn't keep it. They didn't stay there. They went backwards. But now you're coming back. Coming back, they're going to do great and awesome things. And so we're just going to go over and review some of the stages that we talked about, some of the steps that we've already spoke about. Yeah, how you're going to maintain, how you're going to deal with setbacks. Because, you know, a setback is a setup for a comeback. You know, everybody gets discouraged from time to time. People make mistakes. People get mistreated. Somebody rejects you. All of us go through this from time to time. But you don't have to let your setback make you never come back. You got to get self-motivated, self-determined. We're teaching people around the country through this program, the Coach Lalisa Show, we're teaching people how to release their power. By releasing your power, you will find that you can state that set of goals. You can state a set of goals for yourself. You have a mission. You have a mission. You have a goal. Something that you want to do in life. A place that you want to be in life. Where do you know, it's so interesting how so many people just just basically have not, they have just not thought about where they want to go in life. But if you're going to achieve your personal best, personal excellence, if you're going to strive and thrive and not just survive or thrive, you're going to have that big thing. You know, everybody's got that one big thing that will make them happy. That one thing, if they can only overcome that, if they can only come back. Some of us have more than one, but some people, it's just one thing. If you could just come back from that in such a big way, your life will explode like never before. You will have, I'm telling you, every day you wake up, you will be excited. You will have prosperity coming to you, through you, and all around you. Everybody you meet will be prosperous. Everyone you meet will be able to sow into you seeds of more prosperity. Everywhere you go, you will be motivated to prosper other people. You ever meet these people that they never seem to be happy? I don't understand them. I know sometimes you hear me say, I don't understand something. I'm using that as a phrase, you know, just a way of phrasing something. I really do understand why people are not happy. That's why I'm doing what I do. Sometimes you see these people, but we have a program, a system. We have tapped into a universal truth, a natural and spiritual law. That's the best kind of law to have. When you got a dual law, it's both natural and spiritual. We have tapped into this. We are able to help people tap into the thing that is going to give them the desires of their heart. You want to tap into what will give you the desires of your heart, the thing that will make your heart well. Don't you want to be well? You know, don't you want to be made whole? Aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired of going around the same old bush? I remember my uncle used to say, stop beating around the bush. It's not in the bush anyway. But we want to be motivated, empowered, that you want to be able to develop that greatness that you have. And so we were talking about 8 steps to a comeback, because a setback is just a setup for a comeback. So if you are here on Tuesday, then you have the first group of steps, but I want to go over them just to make sure. Now, any doctor, psychologist, if you go to the doctor, more than likely, if you go to a medical doctor with some type of ailment, some area of sickness, if you go into a medical doctor, somehow, typically, before you leave that doctor's office, they're going to do something for you that is going to help you. But some people, they don't get the help because they don't go and do the very thing that the doctor has tried to get them to do. And that's the same way people are in their emotional and their personal lives. It's just like when you go to the doctor gives you something to do and people don't do it. But typically the first thing that doctor is going to recommend for you is some kind of change. If it's something dealing with your liver or your kidneys, they may tell you to change your drinking habits. Drink less, drink more water, some type of a change. Typically when we go to the doctor, it is because something is going on with some behavior that we have, and it needs to be changed. So the first step, coming from the book, Release Your Power, which can be ordered online. You can read the book for yourself. I'm just highlighting the topics in the book, which are essentially these 8 steps to a comeback. You may say, well, how do I know it's going to help someone come back from some problem that they're in? You could be in a financial problem, a health problem. You could be in a medical problem. being a career problem. A setback is a setback is a setback. It's a setup, though, for a comeback. It is a setup for a comeback. You could be challenged in your career, in your profession, in your relationship. Maybe you're in a bad marriage. Maybe you're in a great marriage, but you want it better. You know, somebody would think, well, why would you want a better marriage if you got a great marriage? Well, somebody once said, your grass is green, but you still water it. So the way to keep a great marriage is to continue to make it fun, exciting, add things to it. Maybe you're in a bad relationship. If you're in a bad relationship, it's time to move on. Move on. Let me help you. You don't need to stay in a bad relationship. A bad marriage is somewhat different because now you've made this verbal and written obligation to try to fix it. You and the other party, so you're working together because you both made the same vows. So now you have a partner working with you. You can do something there. But when you're in a relationship, there's no commitment there. If you might want to make it better, but the other person doesn't. The other person could be very satisfied with the way things are. It's time to move on. So many people, that's their main problem. They're in bad. Now, I'm not telling you to move on from a great relationship. If you're in a great relationship, then go on and get married so that now you have a partner that you can work things together with. It's much, much better. I mean, what, are you planning to stay in a relationship forever? That doesn't make any sense. You don't want to do that, okay? Nah, that's not good. If you're in a great relationship, then get married. If you're in a bad relationship, move on. Okay? You don't need to stay in a great relationship for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Unless you're 5 years old. And then, of course, if you're 5 years old and you happen to meet the love of your life and you feel that that's a great relationship, well, yes, you're going to stay together without getting married 20 years. But anyone else, you're 20 and over. You don't need to be in a great relationship all those years. If it's great, get married. If it's not great, move on. See, one thing we've learned in step one is that in choosing to change, it's all about changing yourself. You cannot change. At the bottom line, I mean, in the chapter, there are other points in here about change. First, that's the first place to start is with change. But it's about changing you. But in the chapter, it teaches you a little bit about changing other people. But mostly why you can't change other people. In this chapter, it talks about the difficulty of change. It talks about accepting what we can't change. It talks about overcoming the past through change. And we're talking about overcoming your great, great obstacle through change. And so the setback. So I'll read you the other. Now you got to get the book or you got to come to the Women's Empowerment Book Club. We're going to have an event this month, the month of July, on July 9th. So please email me for information on that if you're in the New Jersey area and would like to come to the event. Then contact me. It's going to be held on July 9th, but you must inbox me and contact me or email me for the information. So we talked about the first 5 steps for your setback so you can come back. And now we're going to just talk about the last 3 today, this morning. So step number 6 is to build a solid relationships with people. In other words, treat people the way you would want to be treated. It starts there. You know, before you can get a friend, you must first show yourself friendly. Help others. Build these relationships, but really do that to help other people. If you just go out and begin to help other people, you will be shocked at how many great relationships you will build. Just by wanting to help. Can you imagine? Just by wanting to help others. Help people. Start where you are. Help people do something, whatever you see them trying to do, and they need your help. But again, if you had followed what was in chapter 2, see, that's the problem with a lot of people. They want to help people, but they haven't read chapter 2 yet. You got to read chapter 2 to know what you have to offer somebody to help them with. That's why a lot of people aren't able to really benefit from prosperity, because they don't know what they have. It's bad enough to not know who you are, but not to know what you have either. Bad enough to not know where you're going, not know who you are, but then to not know what you have, then you can't possibly know how to help others, because you don't even know what you have to offer. It's like in a relationship. So many relationships end in disaster because people came to the relationship and they never knew what they bring to the table. They don't know what they themselves have to offer, yet they think they know what the other party has to offer. But it's misconstrued, because how can you really take advantage of what they offer if you don't know what you need, number one, or what you offer? You know, most people who get into relationships, they limit themselves on how beautiful the relationship could be, because they limit themselves on what it is that they need. They don't understand their needs. And so they get into a relationship. They get into a relationship with people. They don't know what they need. They don't know what they have to offer. The person comes, they meet someone, and they don't know if the person's offering what they need anyway, or they don't know if they have to offer what that person is in need of. Like, for instance, my husband and I was in need of a very strong man. And I don't mean physically strong, able to, you know, pick me up, but I needed a man who could handle some tough things. But I didn't really know that at the time. But thank God that God knew. I didn't know I needed a strong, I didn't know, it wasn't totally made manifest to me that I needed that. But a person with my background, a person with my assignment, is an assignment for not some little weak man, but a very strong man. Because of my own personality, everyone's different. So the key here, again, is to get to know who you are and then be able to talk about that with this person that you are, quote unquote, in a relationship with. The chapter has a quote in the beginning. How shall two walk together unless they agree? How can you do that? You need to be agreeing on some things. You may not agree on everything, but you do need to agree on some things. Like, for instance, you first get into, let's just say, an intimate relationship. There's all kinds of relationships, but there still needs to be agreement. The power of agreement. Well, you don't need agreement if there's not two people. So a relationship has to have at least two people, at least. Without two people, it's no relationship. It has to be two or more people in order to have that relationship. But we have a desire, we have a need to be with others. And we depend on each other. So helping others helps yourself. So that's the sixth step in coming back. If you want to come back, you get into a great relationship and watch and see your comeback change and grow and develop. You will have a comeback like you never believed before, you never could have imagined before. An awesome, awesome, awesome comeback. Number seven. Step number seven. You know, in step number seven, we talk about you, how great you are. You didn't just get great yesterday or last year or 10 years ago. You actually were born great. Greatness was in you before the foundation of the world. Can you imagine? That's really, really a long, long time. So you didn't just get great overnight. You didn't just get great yesterday. You were born great. And I really want to take your questions and your comments, so please dial in 347-945-7991. I want to answer your questions because I know by now you have some questions. So go ahead on. Don't be scared. Pick up the phone and dial in. But you were born great. You have a leader within you. There is leadership within you. In other words, how are you going to get to your comeback without discovering this leadership in yourself? You need to discover the leader in you. You need to discover that you have high potential. You need to know that there is greatness within you, that there is the power of greatness is within you. You need to know that you can use your leadership skills not only at work, but that's where in one place you're going to use them, but you're going to use them everywhere. Now, on page 100 in the book, Release Your Power, it's a statement there that says that there are many examples that we could give of great leaders. For instance, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a great leader. He led our country through a tough period of injustices and oppressions against blacks. And today, we still enjoy the fruits of his labor. Now, when I wrote this book, nobody could have told me that I would actually meet one of the descendants of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But here's the thing. Not only did I meet them, but the young girl who I met, who is a descendant of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., she won this book at a seminar. Now, she's going to get to page 100, and she's going to read right there about her grandfather. I suspect she'll feel something special right there. I feel something special because of all the people that I could have talked about, I could have talked about anyone else. And then I mentioned Moses of the Old Testament, who led millions out of oppression, poverty, and death into a land that flowed with milk and honey, though he didn't get there, and though Martin didn't get there. And I said, and an interesting point about both of these leaders is that they did not live to see the new place that they fought hard to lead the people into. And I said, this is a sign of a true great leader. Leading, even if you don't get to see the thing that you fight for, that you fought for. Both of these leaders were great men of faith. They were willing to sacrifice their life for the success of others. And I want to know, you leaders, are you willing to sacrifice your life for the success of others? See, that's where we got to get. If we really want to be a great leader. So if you are truly going to be a great leader and live the empowered life, you have to live by your faith. Wow. That's what I'm talking about. Leadership, leadership, leadership. Being a leader means that you want to empower others. Effective leaders, they help others find their purpose in life, in career, and at home. This is because a great leader knows his or her own purpose. Therefore, they have the skills, the talents, and the abilities to help others with self-development. A great leader is not afraid to help others reach higher heights. Leading people into the right direction will cause you, the leader, to grow. There you have it right there. That's why it's step number 7, right there toward the end. Right there toward the end. Wow. So it just makes good sense to build up the people that are around you. I tell you, a setup, setback is a setup or comeback. And now for step number 8. Are you ready for step number 8? title of that step is Continuous Improvement. And I use a quote here by V.C. Kitchen. And the quote is, in the business of life, man is the only product, and there is only one direction in which man can possibly develop if he or she is to make a better living or yield a bigger dividend to himself or herself, to his race, to nature, or to God. He or she must grow in knowledge, wisdom, kindness, and understanding. So with that being said, remember before how I said that it's a continuous growth and development is continual. It's eternal. It never stops. It never ends. You never can be enough. If you think that you are already there, that is an indication that you're not there. Because to know that, to think you're there is a fallacy. You're not there. There's always room for growth, for change, for development. So whether you're developing a knowledge, wisdom, you can always get more wise. Because the wisest man knows that he knows nothing. So you can always get more wisdom. Things are changing. Do you know we live in an ever-changing world? You can always grow in more in kindness. Let's be more kind to one another. Let's try to understand each other better. If you understand one group, then go search and try to understand another group. We're talking about 8 steps to a comeback, using the 8 steps from the book that is being used this month, well, the month of July, in just one day. All month long, we will be talking about release your power. 8 strategies for becoming who you really are, which is the book of the month for the Empowerment Women's Book Club. So if you want to join that book club, go on Facebook. I believe they have a website as well, but on Facebook they have a page. And so continuous improvement. Growing, you got to grow. Not slow, not stop, but grow continually. If you've hit some bumps along the way in life, that's okay. Don't let it destroy you. It might mess you up. It might jack you up. It might set you back, but you're coming back. Remember, you're coming back. You're coming back. And one of the things that you're going to notice that is not an overnight thing, but it starts immediately. It may not be overnight. The success you may not see, you may not experience like some people, an overnight success. But success is success is success. It says some people never live the empowered, successful life because they get stuck in a rut and they fail to see how they should move forward. It's on page 109 of the book, Release Your Power. They see failure as the end, as opposed to looking for a new way to try their dream. There you have it. Try your dream another way. Don't give up. Don't stop. Continually look for ways in which to try your dream. That others don't feel that their life is as important as someone like, say, a Michael Jackson or Shaquille O'Neal. But let me reassure you that according to our Heavenly Father, we are all created with a specific purpose, and it is up to us to find out just what that purpose is. Don't waste time trying to be like anyone else. There's only one you. Just be the best you can be. My life went to a whole new level and took on new meaning when I gave up putting myself down for what I did not have, and I started celebrating myself for what I did have. I discovered that I had many hidden talents that I had never considered, had not even considered them, let alone thought about them, just never considered them. So you can consider what it is that you do. I state here on page 109, when I was working as a janitor, a presser, working in a dry cleaners, or as a jet mechanic in the United States Navy, I did not know that I would one day be an entrepreneur, a college professor, a preacher, an author, and certainly a radio show host. That's still, and it's not just here on Blog Talk Radio, because I was on AM dial for 3 years, Harvest Radio, 1070 AM, right here in New Jersey. And then they were on the internet at the same time. So people, we had callers from all over the world. This was from 2005 to 2008. Never, you could have never told me that I would sit in a radio station where all the big stars come through at some point in time, all the gospel greats, Donnie McClurkin, CeCe Winans, Kim Burrell, Kiki Shear, you name it, they came through the station. Lance Williams. I don't know some names. Dr. Albert Lewis. Great, great, great people. You could have never told me that I would be hosting a weekly radio show. It was entitled The Power of Truth. And at some point in time, I would so love to resurrect that, because it was an awesome show. It was just something about it. Just the title alone, The Power of Truth. And we had a beautiful intro and outro introduction to it. It was just powerful. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I lived that life for 3 years. I was working at the time per diem, so I had a very, very flexible schedule. But I had come back to even be a radio show host. You know, it's just amazing, amazing. But I had never saw myself as an executive or a leader. And now that I've overcome my past, my setbacks and my pitfalls, I can truly say that what happens to us is not nearly as important as how we react to what has happened. And I used to say, why me, Lord? Now I say, why not me? And I say to you, why not you? My success, like any success, did not come easy, nor did it come overnight. It took years of hard work, sacrifice, and study. You know, it says study to show thyself approved. I want to know, what are you studying right now? And then, in this final chapter, it talks about how to prepare for your purpose. It says here, finding one's divine purpose in life is the secret to continuous improvement and living the truly empowered life. This is the single most important task before you. If you are on mission to live out your true purpose, then you will willingly make the necessary adjustments to yourself that will make you ready to receive your life's purpose at the appointed time. What I have discovered throughout my life is that no matter how much I wanted something or wished that something would go this way or that, it never went the way that made me feel complete and whole until I yielded to my ultimate purpose. So prepare for your purpose will equip you to live it when the season comes. Failing to prepare will leave you feeling like a failure when opportunity does arrive. You have to prepare for success. If you are prepared when you find your true purpose, things just seem to fall into place with little or no effort from you. This purpose has a timing, and some things come into our lives to simply teach us how to be patient so that we can reap our harvest in due season. The Bible tells us to wait and to run the race with patience until your purpose shows up. There are many things that you should be doing. For instance, going back to school, saving and investing your money, building solid relationships, journaling, writing things down, working out problems and situations that you've created over your lifetime. And this is just to name a few things. More than likely, you will have your own list of things that you think of as you search for that purpose. So take time to prepare your heart, your mind, and your body, and your emotions for what's in store for you. Some people, the only reason God has not brought your great prosperity or your great activity or event or whatever you want to call it in your life, your great blessing. For some of you, I know it's a husband. Sometimes you haven't gotten that yet because you have not sought your own personal talents to develop them. You don't understand your very likes and your dislikes. You're not using your natural skills and abilities. So he could bring it and you wouldn't even recognize it, possibly. You have to prepare. You have to prepare. Are you prepared? Have you built up the tools that God has given you? Have you even used them? That's how you build them up. Okay, I just let you in on a big secret. That's how you build up something, is by using it. Think of a muscle. You go to the gym, and there are some weights on the floor. Let's just say you want to build up your upper biceps, and you just look and sit there and stare at the weights. Will anything change in that muscle? No. But if you use your arm to pick up that weight and you do that repeatedly, consistently, guess what will happen? Yeah, you guessed it. You guessed right. You'll build that muscle. Well, it's the same way in coming back. You have to basically pick it up. You have to basically exercise. You got to do it. You want to come back. You got to do something. That's how you exercise it. Wake up each and every day and say to yourself, I will be motivated and positive about what the future holds for me. If you just do that affirmation, affirmations from chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and now this is chapter 8. All those various affirmations, choose one, choose any. All you have to do is keep learning, keep growing, keep taking every opportunity, keep meeting new people, keep traveling to places and seeing things you've never seen before, do things you never did before if you want to have something that you never had before. Listen to that small voice inside of you. So those are the, you practice these 8 steps to a comeback, because coming back is nothing more. It's translated, release your power. And they go hand in hand. Release your power, come back, however you want to look at it. Launching the book next month, July. You want some more inspiring quotes? Quotes to help you know about what life can do? Simple. Some inspiring quotes to inspire you, to help grow your attitude, your mindset, develop you in your personal power, help you overcome obstacles, failures, help you plan out your life. I have a planning website, thelifeplanningconsultant.com. Go to that website. Sign up. We will work with you. We will work with you. Quotes on life. There are only 2 ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle, and the other is as though everything is a miracle. That's Albert Einstein. I think Albert Einstein knew a lot about life, y'all. Live every day as a miracle. Well, Abraham Lincoln said, and in the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. What are you putting in your years? And then I like what Alexander Graham Bell said. When one door closes, another opens. But we often look so hard and long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one which has opened right before us. And, you know, I was talking to my sister about this yesterday because I see a lot of people in relationships do this. You're stuck in a relationship that's going nowhere. It's not good for you. But you can't get to the good one because you're stuck here in this negative one or this bad one or this one that you know that the person doesn't love you, doesn't really care about you, really just really not that into you. But you stay here as opposed to seeing over there that there's a better relationship for you. Well, you'll never see it because you're stuck here. The same thing he's saying. Stuck looking at the closed door. Door's closed, move on. Even if it reopens later, you could have had 18 different things done while you were standing there watching to see if this door was going to open back up. Go on and get busy. If it opens back up, you haven't missed anything. It says, here's another quote, your time is limited. Don't waste it living someone else's life. Stop that. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living the result of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. That was Steve Jobs. And here's another quote, don't know who said it. There's no next time. It's now or never. Do it now. What are you waiting for? A setback is a setup for a comeback, and you're coming back. I know you're coming back because you're going to practice, you're going to listen to this tape as many times as you need to in order to discover what it is that you need to discover. And you're going to grow and develop into greatness. Another quote says, there are no ordinary moments. There is always something going on. You know, it's a funny thing that we're talking about this right now, the end of the sixth month of the year, halfway through. What goals have you achieved? What goals did you set? Where are you going to go for the next 6 months? From January to June, today ends 6 full months. What have you accomplished? But you may say, well, I didn't accomplish much. A person could say that, right? Right. A person could say that. But then my question is, and they may end up feeling like a failure. And I say, well, before you feel like a failure, looking at what you've accomplished, let's talk about what you set out to accomplish, because that's the determining factor. It's not just what you've accomplished. It's what did you set out to accomplish? If you never set out to accomplish anything and you didn't accomplish anything, well, then you're highly successful because you met your challenge. You didn't have one, so you didn't meet one, so you didn't. So you're good. You're good. You're good. Now, here's the thing. Let's just say you had a lot of goals that you wanted to achieve and you didn't. Now you can say, okay, I missed the mark here. I wanted to achieve these things. These were the goals that I set, and I didn't meet those goals. Okay? So meet the goals. But you got to set the goal. How can you achieve something that you yet don't have a goal set for it? So get the goal, set the dream, get the vision, understand the purpose and the mission, look at what you have. You know, all this king stuff is really blowing me away because here I was, I won a picture at another event, and it's a picture of Mrs. Coretta Scott King, and it says, healing and helping women in our community with health awareness when it was given to me at this event, Women in Black History. Coretta Scott King is the president and chief executive officer of Martin Luther King. Now, at the time when I did win this, I had no clue that I would meet descendants. I would meet her descendants. And that, I tell you, your success is already out there. Your success is already out there. All you have to do is get up and go to it. That's it. Get up and go to your success. It's waiting on you. It's waiting on you. You're not waiting on it. I know people think that they're waiting. Well, I'm waiting. I'm just waiting for my boat to come in. I'm waiting on my ship to come in. I'm waiting on this person to do this and that person to do that. Well, let me help you out. Stop waiting and get busy. It's waiting on you. It's waiting on you. You have a purpose. You have an assignment. You have a reason to be here. There's a reason, a special, unique reason that God made you. And all you have to do is release your power. So we're going to be talking about that all month, next month. I'm excited. I know you're excited. And you wouldn't, if you weren't excited, you wouldn't be listening to this show. And we're going to be in a city near you. We're going to be meeting people all over the world. We're helping people all over the world, changing lives one day at a time, changing lives, helping people become who they really are. People are doing incredible things that they never dreamed that they could do, or it was only a dream. They didn't know how to do it. They didn't think they could do it, didn't think they should do it. But they're releasing their power. They're understanding that they have hidden talents, skills, anointings, and abilities within them for greatness, not just to be mediocre, not just to be middle of the road, not just to be seen. But remember those things that we talked about. So if you have to go back and listen to the archives, please do, because there's some information there that you might need to hear about. You know, when we talked about building solid relationships, important stuff there about the relationships that we're building, how we have to help, how we have to seek to help others. You know, it says seek ye first the kingdom. You know, that's seeking to help others. That's kingdom-minded. It's seeking to help others, build others up. And if you use your abilities, you know, but how can you help someone if you don't know what you have to offer to help them? What really can you help them with? And you may feel, well, I don't really have anything to help somebody with. Well, everyone has something. You know, everybody has something that you can help somebody with. Everyone has something. So discover what that something is. Find out what it is. Find out what it is. Get to it. Begin to do it. Begin to do it. You know, we're doing new things. Sometimes you have to change. You have to. You know, that was the first step. We were talking today and finishing up the 8 steps to a comeback, which are the steps in the book, Release Your Power. But 8 steps to a comeback is realizing that a setback is a setup for a comeback. And we were talking about that. But the first step, you got to change. And so many people just want to do the same thing over and over. So, and expect a different result. Well, we're going to be doing a new thing, a different thing, right here with the Coach Elisa Show, but we'll tell you about that next week. We're going to be doing something totally, totally, totally different. Nothing new. Try something different. You never know. The one thing I always know about trying to do new things, if it doesn't work, you already know how to do the old thing, right? So if the new thing doesn't work, you can always go back to where you were. So it's not a loss. It's not a loss. It's always a gain to try something new. Okay? If you don't like the new way, just go back to what you were doing before. You haven't lost anything. You haven't missed out on anything. Power to overcome every setback. Can you imagine? Do you really know how awesome that is? Do you understand how powerful it is to know that you have the power to overcome every setback, challenge, set up, put down, knock down, step down. You know, do you understand that? Do you understand that you have the power within you to create wealth for you, your children, and your children's children? Do you understand that you have the power to enjoy your life, to live a life fulfilled, to live a life of abundance? Jesus said, I came that you would have a life and have it more abundantly, but yet you would deny yourself abundance because you don't agree with what Jesus said. I don't understand that. Why not agree with him? Get into agreement. Everybody's looking for somebody to agree with. Well, agree with Christ. Touch and agree with him. He said, and not me, he said he came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. So if you believe he came, then you ought to be looking for abundant life, abundant living, not accepting this lack, this scarcity mentality. I know that the economic books teach it. I teach it too. I have to teach it. I'm a teacher. When Essex County College signs my contract every September, I have to teach according to McHugh and Nichols textbook, the textbook Understanding Business, in Chapter 2, which talks about the economy, talks about scarcity. You have to, if you're teaching any, don't let anybody fool you. You can be a bishop and you teach in a secular college, because I know some do. Well, they have to eat too, you know. Some bishops don't have this mega churches where they don't have to work because the tithes and offerings are enough to feed their family and pay their bills. And so some have to take regular jobs and secular jobs. Not all of them, some of them, but some of them do. You don't have to be a bishop. You can be the average Christian. And you have a belief and understanding of abundance, but if you teach in these colleges, you got to teach the scarcity. You can pray whatever you want to pray. You can believe what you need to believe, but what you're going to teach those students, who could be atheists, they could be Buddhist, they could be Muslim, they could be a whole lot of stuff, right? You can't, when you open that textbook now, if you're in a college or a Christian college, obviously you're not. You can use a secular textbook, but you can still teach kingdom principles if you're in a Christian school teaching. But if you're in a secular school teaching, you can't do that. You could, and you'll lose your job. And then where's your abundance? You'll soon be out of it. Keep doing that, but you know what I mean. So, hello. But this is Coach Elisa's show, Blog Talk Radio. I can teach it here. You ought to be living the abundant life. Excited about life. You should be happy. You should be experiencing greatness. Every day, new doors and new opportunities should be opening up to you. If you have the steps for a comeback, if you're practicing the 8 steps and release your power, every day great doors of opportunity should be opening up for you. And that's keeping it real. If you're not experiencing great doors of opportunity opening up to you, well, just keep it locked right here on the Coach Elisa Show, because we're going to help you get there. We want to encourage you. Remember, this is the last day for the six-month time frame. 6 months has gone by. Look at what you accomplished, but look at what you set out to accomplish. What goals did you set? And if you did not set any goals, then how can you expect to have achieved greatness? So starting tomorrow, Friday, July 1, we're going to look at the goal-setting piece, how you can set goals so that you can accomplish so the next 6 months. Do this again in December, on December 31st. You see, we'll see. Well, that's all we have time for, folks. This has been Coach LaLisa. I know it's been a while since I said this, but remember, your goals will take you to the destiny of your.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.